This is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a prom celebration takes over a whole town in Wisconsin. But first, a story about growing up and learning to live on your own. It's never easy, and it's especially hard when you don't have parents to help you. Brittany LeBrake of Potsdam, New York, signed herself out of foster care a month before her 18th birthday. She began living with her boyfriend, Gary. It's been a challenge, but like a lot of teenagers, Brittany looks to a hero for inspiration. Hers is TV's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Here is Brittany LeBrake's audio diary.
When I was in foster care, I needed permission to go and do anything. And I didn't want to be in my senior year and still be able to say, no, I've never been over at a sleepover ever. Because I haven't. Okay. Find a season that I like. Season 2 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is like my favorite season. This is me turning on the TV. I have been watching Buffy since like 1997, 1998 when it like first came out when I was like really little. Just really loved to watch it because of her story and how she's such a strong person. She was like 15 years old, had to be a slayer, had to give up her social life so she could fight vampires and save the world from apocalypses. She had a lot put on her plate at a young age, and I feel like that's basically my story too. I have 3 younger siblings, and I helped raise them because my dad was an alcoholic and he was always gone or passed out or something, and my mom didn't want to deal with being a mother. I just feel like her story is kind of like my story. Okay, please state your name and your relationship to me.
Debbie Hendershot. I'm her boyfriend's mother.
What do you think about me living with your son?
The last person checked for leaks. Oh. Well, I wish that you weren't living together. You should be living with a family. And cherished like a daughter should be.
Okay, what's today? Tuesday.
Can I say hello? Hi, I'm Aaron Manette, and I'm a good friend of Brittany LeBrake's. Tony and I are going to try some of our world-renowned nacho cheese sauce that we are so good at making.
They come over at least almost every single day and cook and eat and lounge and make out with their girlfriends. And Aaron and Casey have left the building upstairs. I probably should mention that my house is like the Moulin Rouge. After Gary, he got a call on his cell phone telling him that he's been mobilized. He was kind of scared and almost crying, and he was holding me, and he said, well, I always wanted to do this, but I didn't know when or the timing would be right. And he proposed. He asked me if I'd marry him, and I said yes. And I was like all shocked and like in a daze, and then all of a sudden he ran to the bathroom and threw up. Now I'm going to be graduating high school, having to do everything without him there or anyone else there to help me. And it's stressful to the point where I wish I could quit, but I can't because I don't think I could live any other way. It's 9:28 at nighttime. I'm sitting in bed. Gary left this morning. They're thinking of sending him to Iraq. I'm scared of losing him so bad. I keep going through so much stuff and it doesn't seem worth it. Like my past with my family, I go through that. I go through foster care. After that, Gary moves in and everything's fine. And I think, you know, everything's going to start to settle down. I'm going to be happy. Everything's going to be fine. Why can't everything just be okay? I hate being alone in this house by myself. I should probably call my friend and ask her to come over. Well, this is Brittany signing off for the night.
Today is graduation day for Brittany LeBrake. Her story comes to us by way of Raise Your Voice Youth Radio at North Country Public Radio. David Summerstein produced her audio diary.